This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News, read by Waide Lang Pariat. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the three criminal laws which came into effect from Monday will lead to the most modern criminal justice system in the country. He said the criminal justice system is now completely Swadeshi and embedded in Indian ethos after independence. Briefing media in New Delhi about the three criminal laws, Mr. Shah said that the new laws will ensure speedy justice and victims' rights. He added that earlier, only the rights of the police were protected, but now victims' and complainants' rights as well will also be protected. The Home Minister said the priority in the new laws has been given to crimes against women and children. He said new laws will also have provisions against mob lynching. Manipur Chief Minister Mr. N. Biren Singh said that the three criminal laws implemented across the country from yesterday will be of great help to the people, as there are provisions for maximum of two adjournments in court cases and filing of zero FIRs at any police station. Addressing a function held at Imphal in connection to the enactment of the three new criminal laws, Mr. Biren Singh said that the three laws, Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhinayam, have provisions to file FIRs in one's own dialect. He said that these laws will be very effective, however, at the same time the implementation part is also very crucial. He said that the implementing agencies, including security officers and lawyers, have to perform their duty sincerely to serve the purposes of these new criminal laws. The central government introduced these laws as the existing laws were inadequate to address the technological advancements and societal shifts that have occurred over the past few decades. The government has sought suggestions and responses from students and parents to develop robust mechanisms in the National Testing Agency. In a social media post, Information and Broadcasting Ministry said that high-level committee constituted under the chairmanship of Dr. K. Radhakrishnan has sought suggestions, views and ideas from students and parents. In Arunachal Pradesh, incessant heavy rainfall continues to wreak havoc across the state. The Indian Meteorological Department has issued red alert for 9 districts in Arunachal Pradesh. The rest of the districts are either in orange or yellow zone. In Papum Pare district, all the water bodies and the Pare River are flowing above the danger level after a cloudburst occurred yesterday, inundating many low-lying areas with flood water. As a result of it, the Pare Hydro Project near Sagali on the Pare River has also started releasing water from the dam. In the capital city, Itanagar, district administration has directed to close all schools for the next 5 days due to non-stop heavy rain. Road blockades due to landslides triggered by heavy rain have been reported from multiple locations along the Pasighat-Pagin-Alu Road. Siang district administration, in a public advisory, has appealed to avoid the route during heavy rain and night hours. Restoration work is underway for clearing the blocked roads. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan held a meeting with Assam Agriculture Minister Atul Bora in New Delhi on Monday with the aim of rapid progress of agriculture sector in the country. During the discussion, promoting soil health, increasing storage capacity, horticulture in Assam and many other topics related to agriculture and farmers' welfare were discussed. Mr. Chauhan said that the interest of farmers and agriculture sector is paramount and the central government will continue to provide full support to Assam on organizing capacity building workshop and training. Sikkim yesterday observed the Gwala Diwas honoring the state's milk producers. Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya and Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang extended congratulations and best wishes to the people, particularly dairy farmers. Governor Acharya praised the initiative for empowering milk producers and boosting the rural economy. He expressed gratitude for their hard work and dedication in providing high-quality dairy products. Chief Minister Tamang echoed these sentiments, acknowledging the challenges faced by farmers and cowherds. He commended their contributions to natural farming and animal husbandry, noting initiatives like the Milk Person of the Year Award and Animal Health Services. All India Radio Akashvani Shillong yesterday observed its 77th Foundation Day. AIR Shillong was inaugurated on July 1, 1948 by the then Governor of Assam, Akbar Haidari, in the presence of the then Chief Minister of Assam, Gopinath Bordoloi. The object of All India Radio is to inform, educate and entertain the people of the vast country through songs, information, drama and music. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akash Vani Shillong. Have a nice day.